even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello and welcome to Happy Foot, Sad Foot, El Trafico post-game edition after one of the prettiest wins we've ever had. I'm Travis Helwig.
And I'm Vince LaRosa.
Darren is on his way. He's kicking his way through the press box, elbowing every crazy fan he sees, hitting Dave Denholm with the Stone Cold Stunner to get to you. But we are here with you to get your happy feet and sad feet after, I want to say, a win that was needed. I think we needed that game, whether or not we played the best soccer I've ever seen. I'm not going to necessarily comment on and bring down the vibe right at the top, but boy, did we need that win at the beginning of the season when wins have been scarce. When wins have been scarce. but fuck the Galaxy. We gave them their first loss of the season. We're going to hear a lot from them about how the refs gave us that game. They're already saying it. Vince, how are you feeling about that game? What was your happy foot coming out of that game?
Ooh, happy foot was just the fact that they did whatever it took to win the game. Because I agree with you, that's not a game, you know, despite everything that's going on and it being early in the season, where you can say like, well, we put in a good performance, but we still lost. Like, you just can't lose that game. And then especially the way the game transpired. Look, Denny Bwanga, my guy, that might be the miss of the season. And it's early in the season. I don't think we'll see a worse miss. And like, we know he's good for these, like, but he would usually make it up to us. Obviously he had a goal anyways. He creates the penalty. And I know that that's the like poignant moment for Galaxy fans. Look, end of the day, the guy goes to the ground. Bwanga wins it. Like, I've seen much worse not get overturned. And like, I'm an LAFC fan, but I'm just saying, like, I've seen much worse. Like, there was still contact. There was still a lot in it. I hate the way that they talk about it on the broadcast, by the way, and they make it seem like, so when the VAR says to the guy, hey, I think you might've missed something, come take a look. He's not saying, hey, I think there's a penalty. He's saying, hey, how did you see it? The referee probably says, oh, I saw this. And he goes, well, here, why don't you take another look? But the way they said it was like, they were like, hey, it's a penalty. And he goes, nah, I'm sticking with my call. That's not how it happens. And I think that's what gets it so like twisted in people's heads. It's just a couple of things in the broadcast throughout. They were just like, I mean, I don't think Taylor Twellman knows how Ilya Sanchez plays the game. Just
yeah, what was up with that? Say that again.
I don't think Taylor Twellman knows how Ilya Sanchez plays the game. I just don't. Just because you came from Barcelona doesn't mean that you're like the slickest, like tiki-taka passing guy. Like Ilya Sanchez, it's funny for him to go like, Ilya Sanchez is not a ball winner. And he goes, but in 2022, he won the most duels on the team. What are you talking about?
One of my
what are
happy
we doing
feet,
here?
One of my happy feet for the game was. And if you have a happy foot or a sad foot, let us know in the comments or feel free to call in. Our patrons have that link right now. One of my big happy feet with those, there was like back-to-back possessions where Ilya Sanchez made goal-saving defensive plays. And it was immediately following Taylor Twellman talking about how Ilya Sanchez is out of position playing defensive.
Should not be playing center back. And he does two great center back, like last-ditch effort plays.
You don't hear that again after that. Look, yeah. And there was a couple of moments. Taylor Twellman said three times we should bring Maxime Cheneau in earlier. I think just because MLS people know MLS players and they get excited about seeing them. But like, yeah, it was clear that he was waiting to waste time with the subs. I also wanted some fresh legs on there once the Galaxy subs started happening. But like, once it's the 80th minute, we know why he hasn't subbed yet. We know what the plan is in that moment. The Bwanga open goal. That's the second time this year that our good friend Denny Bwanga has had a wide open net. This one was much more egregious. And for all the shit I gave Kike earlier in the match, and we've all been giving Kike, beautiful pass, the exact right move in that situation. And there is not a person in Major League Soccer you'd prefer to have with that open net besides maybe an Argentinian down in Miami. He's got to be in his head, right? There's no other reason for him to miss a shot like that, right?
Either in his head or just sloppy, like too high in his own supply. Like he thinks that everything he touches is gold. He already had a goal. Like you got to, that's a play, honestly, where it's like, it's almost harder to miss. And the reason why it's almost harder to miss is all you have to do is focus and stay above the ball. Like there's no reason for you to, you don't have to put it in the top part of the net. You just put it into the net and basically dust the game. That's the biggest problem. And thank God it didn't have anything, any bearing on the game, but that is the possible moment of the game. And as you said, it couldn't have fallen to somebody from LAFC that you would want more there. But again, like we said, sometimes he has these, like he's just like, this is why he's not a lethal finisher. This is kind of one of the reasons why he's here and not still in Europe. Like he had to come back to find that goal scoring touch. He's got it. But man, I can't see too many more of those. Because like Denny, you got a new contract. Like this is your team. You're the guy. Then you need to be the guy in moments. And that was a big moment where he got bailed out in the end. But like he should have been able to just finish it off for his team and made it easy.
And he's not doing anything for his chances to go overseas this summer. Like I know he deep down was kind of hoping he might get a transfer this summer, even after the extension. He's not doing much for that argument. I mean, the other thing I just want to say off the bat, John McCarthy, an incredible game. Kept them in that game. There were multiple moments where we should have put it away. It hurt to watch him do that. What's wrong with my words today? That's the fourth time I've messed things up. I think it's also, you said something in the preview episode that stuck with me the whole time I was watching it, which is there's no joy in El Tráfico, only relief. And that's all I'm feeling right now. I'm like very happy we won, but I'm not ecstatic in the way that I would be normally after a win.
Yeah,
like
you feel like your hand's still a little bit like this, but it's better and you're like, okay,
a big happy foot for me too is I know that playing a defensive block isn't the prettiest thing on the planet, but the Galaxy have maybe three of the four best players on the field right now when we were playing against them, and we shut down their trifecta of players that we were supposed to be scared of. Puig, that was maybe his worst El Tráfico. He was getting very frustrated. Paintsil was barely involved in the game, and Peck was a name I didn't hear at all. So I feel like for as much as we didn't play a good game, we played an ugly game. We had a pretty strong defensive showing, even if it was an ugly game to watch.
Well, I'll give it to you if you don't like low block defending, but the flip side of that too was they had the best chances. So if you're an LAFC fan, you're just like, all we did was like defend for dear life. No, I mean, they defended smart and then played to their strengths against a Galaxy team that, look, this Galaxy team is flying high. They know each other. They know these little combinations. They know where each other is going to be. But in order to do that, they have to move the field around a lot. Now, that didn't always play into LAFC's strength when they were chasing a little bit. When they were able to stay like just tactically smart in smaller areas of the field, they were able to turn them over. And then basically they were I'd say 90% of the second half, the most dangerous team in that second half, despite the Galaxy having the ball. So like to each their own about the way you like the game played. But at the end of the day, it's about creating chances and scoring goals. And LAFC did the better of that throughout the 90 minutes.
We played a lot of beautiful soccer under Bob Bradley and lost a lot of games by four goals. Like it just, we were, it's not always the most fun soccer to watch when you're winning. That said, we played some ugly soccer last year and then got destroyed in the MLS Cup finals in a similar fashion. So who knows? Look, let me look at my notes too. I want to hear in the chat some of your pros or happy feet and sad feet. I saw Log say that his happy foot is they executed the game plan, which I think is smart. I think that's exactly what Vince was just saying. Like, this wasn't a game that was the most fun to watch as a viewer, especially the second half, which was a slog, as Logs might call it, a slog. But that was what we wanted to do. And we won the game. What else can you fucking ask for?
Right. As long as you win the game, you look like a genius. That's why, like, it's so funny to me when people, like, after the fact are like, well, why didn't you do this? It's like, yeah, but what if that also didn't work? How stupid would you look changing your DNA and, like, defending in a low block? Again, not the prettiest. We're not used to LAFC not being a somewhat pretty team. But what they are really good at is attacking in space. And when they won the ball and attacked in space, they looked like the LAFC that we're used to. And there were, though, times, and I'll say this is another happy foot, where, like, they would go fast, but then they were smart enough to pull the ball back and pass it around a little bit and, like, have, like, a secondary kind of movement or combination that created a chance. I like to see that. Obviously, some of that is game state. Look, when you're up 2-1, you have the luxury of going forward real quick and then saying, hold on, let's play it back and see what we can do. We didn't see that in Colorado, maybe because they're, you know, it's 2-2 or they're down 3-2 and they're on the road. But I just, that's a mature sign from them. And also, you got to love Kai Kamara, like, just old manning on the ball and, like, sticking his butt out. And then, like, oh, did I get fouled? Oh, is it out of bounds? Nope, I'm still going. And then being like, I'm going to cross it. No, I'm not. I'm going to the corner. And, like, I just, you love to see that because, again, it's those little things that show that it's like a team that just understands the assignment. And so too many times so far this season, you looked at LAFC and said, like, do they know, like, what's going on right now? Do they know that they shouldn't be playing in this way? This was a game where I felt like they really read the game well, and everyone was, even Bouanga, for missing that chance. Like, he had some moments where he pulled back and did some nice things. So I think everyone really knew what they were doing for once.
Yeah, we felt really locked in the whole game, despite it not being the most fun to watch. It wasn't sloppy at any point. And as much as it was scary, their Galaxy's chances were not strong chances. There was maybe, you know, they were outside of the goal that they scored, where they had three really good chances in a row. What happened there, Vince? What do you do in that situation where they just keep getting rebounds after rebounds?
I mean, you do what they did. You try to block it. Because when the goalie makes that first save, you just understand, look, my goalie's probably not in a good position to make another save. So I just got to throw anything I can at it. Unfortunately, you would hope, though, one of those clearances, like, the ball just kept falling right back in the center. What you hope is when you throw your body at it, it goes out and goes off for a corner.
Yeah.
And you just move on. But yeah, you just got to try to pick up your goalkeeper in that moment because you know he maybe isn't ready to make another save.
Yeah, Ross just commented that he disagrees with something you just said, which is that, and he says, we shot a lot of balls from 30 yards out when we should have been holding off and killing the game.
I can't think of a single shot from 30 yards out.
I can think of one.
That's egregious.
It was Kike Oliveira. It was like the 91st minute, and he had the ball. And at other points in the game, you might be cool with him shooting, but there was no reason not to pass back, and he kicked the ball over the net, and they had...
I know that one. One, it wasn't from 30 yards out. I will say this, as much as it maybe wasn't a good idea, at least when he missed the goal completely out for a goal kick. This is something that's like kind of like high level. Look, if you're going to take a shot there, don't kick it right into the goalkeeper's hands where they can restart it right away. If you're going to miss, either score or miss big so that you can be there for the goal kick, and LAFC defends goal kicks very well. So that was... I mean, I don't know if he knew it in the moment, but at least he missed big. A lot of coaches will say, like, end the play. And by end the play means either goal or the ball is completely out of play and we start from a restart. Not the other team can counter you quickly.
Lindsay points out that Oliveira got subbed right after as well. So that I don't know if that was why. I don't think Oliveira had...
He looked pretty gassed.
I do think Oliveira... I've been a defender of him. I wasn't a fan of his game today. I think he had some rough touches. I do think he had some great passes, like that pass to Bouanga where Bouanga missed. But, like, he also missed a one-on-one with McCarthy before the Bouanga one. And I watched him miskick the ball a few times. I just think a sad foot so far this season, our front three are just not it yet. And I think it's been long enough in the season where we could say, offensively, it's not clicking. And maybe that is their fault. Maybe it's the fault of the style of play we're playing. I'm not smart enough to answer that, but we don't have any like killer instincts up front with Bowanga missing right now. It's just not there. Kimberly
has some chances that he should have scored. But to your point, like, it's not that LAFC doesn't know that. Like, that's why they're bringing in Giroud, right? And you could say, like, well, why don't you get someone sooner? Is there going to be anyone of the quality of Giroud that's available right now? No. So, but these guys are good. They're good enough. Look, we played the Galaxy is a good team. They're good enough. They should.
This is the best Galaxy team we've played by far, and we just beat them. Easily the best Galaxy. Even the Zlatan teams. This is a better team than those teams. Mm-hmm. Twelman said something interesting on the broadcast that I didn't know, which is that both of those guys, Peck and Paintsil, were on LAFC's radar when Kuntz was at LAFC, and when he went over the Galaxy, signed them for huge paychecks. Very interesting bit of intel that I don't know if has been said publicly before. It was interesting to hear that. Kimberly said something that I think is the obvious happy foot of the whole game. We shut down who needed to be shut down. We frustrated them, and it was obvious in their gameplay. We finally stepped up and looked a little bit more cohesive. I do think that was a really strong, confident game from us. I don't give a shit what they're going to say about the referees. The refs also called a bunch of bullshit calls on us as well. Like, I know that was a soft penalty. Once it's called, I don't think you can overturn that call. Like, I agree it probably shouldn't have been called a penalty, but it was close enough that you can't. It's not clear and obvious. I don't care what you're saying. Like, he clearly made contact. Once it's called, you don't overturn it. But yeah, I feel like that was maybe our strongest cohesive gameplay game of the season outside of the 5-0 win that we needed.
Yeah, they knew, like I said, they knew the assignment. They knew that they just needed to win and how big this was for the season. Because look, there's not very many games where you're going to have to play like that. Like, there's not, as we said, this is a pretty good Galaxy team. There's not very many teams that play in that fashion. And so you do this at home because no matter what, you walk away from the derby with a win. It doesn't fucking matter. It really doesn't matter. Like, so you just go and you win the game, and that's all that matters.
We got a couple callers. We want to hear some happy feet and sad feet. So LAFC Luke is the first one on. LAFC Luke, welcome to the show. How's it going?
Hi, guys.
How's it going?
I'm so hoarse. I'm so hoarse.
What was the vibe in the stadium? We're still waiting for Darren. We haven't heard. I think Darren was murdered by Galaxy fans on the way.
Well, I can attest to his being alive at halftime because my husband, who is driving, ran into him at halftime.
Okay, good. This will all go in the police report. So alive at halftime. Yeah.
Your husband is now a suspect. Your husband is a suspect.
See enough CSI. We just put a timeline together so we know halftime alive. Good. Okay.
I will say that we've obviously had many, many of these matchups over the years. This one felt a little bit more tame, maybe because it was so early in the season. The Galaxy supporters were a little bit more sort of subdued, and even coming back at halftime, the 32-52 were a little bit quieter to kick off the second half. I mean, they came back, and by the end of the game, we like half the stadium was doing Jump for LA Football Club, which was cool as heck. But yeah, it was. I would say that as these derbies go, it was probably sort of mid in terms of the crowd environment. It was definitely not as bad as last year's Open Cup, but not as exciting as like one of those playoff games.
Do you think the kickoff time played into that? Like 4:45 is such a weird time in LA. Like,
yeah, that definitely didn't help. It would have been cooler if it was a night game. But I am also glad to be able to go home now.
Well,
you got your whole Saturday night to be happy.
I'd also say, like, exactly. I don't think the team has instilled much faith that we're going to have a fun game to watch. You know, like, product on the field, I was nervous. I mean, Darren took my tickets. That's not why I didn't go. But like, if I was there, I'd be like, oh, I don't want to sit through us getting fucking destroyed by a better team. I think the Galaxy looked like a better team despite us getting the win. And I think that's a testament to us getting the win as well. Like, they played a prettier game of soccer, and they probably are a more cohesive team right now.
At the end, as we were leaving, I sort of thought to myself, I must feel a little bit like right now, like the Galaxy fans felt like over the last few years at their stadium when they would beat us after they were having a terrible season.
Yeah.
And then it was like, you know, you had Chicharito run around on the field like he just won the World Cup. That there was definitely a little bit of that vibe of like, we did it. But at the same time, it's like, you got to show up to a game like this. And I don't know how many people really felt like all these people, you know, listening to the show, You know, people who have been like, you know, I mean, most folks at the tailgate beforehand, there was a lot of anxiety. There was not confidence.
Yeah.
I don't think a feeling of like, we got this.
Right. And I think, you know, in other years, it was like, we should win. And I don't know if that's how anyone felt going. Like, I feel like we're excited to have won, but I don't think any of us think we should beat the Galaxy right now in the way that we're playing. So it's great to get 3 points and to give them their first loss.
So my happy foot would be Himothy Tillman.
Scoring with his dick?
That's right.
The dick goal heard round the world.
Well, we sit on the other end, and I was like, what did that deflect off of? So, way to go. But more than the goal, he was all over Pooj. Like, I mean, Pooj is definitely a level better, I think, than almost any player I've seen in MLS, but he was uncomfortable for most of that game because Tillman was on him, and it was great to see him just keep at it and keep going at it. I did have one observation before I get to my sad foot that I'm curious, Vince, if you could back me up on this, but like somewhere around like the 65th minute, there was a Galaxy player who like fell down in our box or near our box. And then like, we got the ball and everyone was like, was it a foul? Was it not a foul? And the ref was just like, keep going. And we just kind of walked back to midfield. And I was like, why aren't we have the man advantage. We have the player advantage. Like, what is going on? And it just felt like we sort of stopped and then didn't really ever pick up our speed after that. And maybe we were just suddenly gassed and just stopped. I don't know. Like, is that an observation? Like, we're sort of like somewhere 2/3 in there, 64, 65th minute. We just kind of put the, you know, the brakes on and sort of pulled back to parking the bus.
Well, I mean, if something happens like that, like that's a weird moment. When you want to counter, like speed is your friend, right? Going quickly. And if all of a sudden you get slowed down and you're like, everyone stops their run. And now you're not going from, you know, a jog to a sprint. You're going from a standstill. Then that kind of throws you off. So it almost behooves you to maybe rethink it, because if you then try to go fast when you're not ready, basically the Galaxy will just have the ball right back in the other end. So that might be the explanation for that. And also, like Travis alluded to, there were some like weird calls where like LA, where both teams were kind of like, wait, what's going on? And so maybe we were just kind of shell shocked by like, both is it going to be? Is it not going to be?
For that reason,
I mean, Sergei Palencia's yellow in the second half, it did not look to me like anything like that.
He had been waiting to give him a yellow since the first half. There was no contact.
He probably should have. Yeah, he should have. But he basically stepped on the guy's hand, which the guy goes to ground. Like, you're running on a field. Where else is he going to step?
Quickly before we bring Darren on, Eric P. over on Twitter has only commented one thing, and he commented, with all that said, Galaxy really did not deserve the win. And I agree, Eric. I think that's the only thing you've commented so far. So thank you for being a listener. And remember to subscribe to the Patreon at patreon.com/happyfootsadfoot. Darren Miller in the stadium. Welcome. Welcome to the game.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. How's it going? How are you?
I'm coming in. Oof. Thrilled about the victory. Coming off some incredible technical difficulties. My computer was dead and I couldn't get it to not be dead. And now I'm alive. I'm very happy to be here. That
much
was
much like our season, huh?
I feel like my experience just now was essentially this season. The computer was completely dead and then I waited for it to boot up and then it like kind of happened to just boot up. I don't know that it should have. Like, it wasn't at its best, but it's somehow still I'm here. And I'm happy to be here. So I think it was like this game was like they won. That wasn't the best version of our team, and still somehow they won. So,
Luke, quickly, because your mic is giving us some feedback. Give us a sad foot, and then we'll say goodbye to you.
I mean, you already kind of talked about it, but like Buwanga, Denny, like
ooh baby,
he was either shooting it 10 yards over the goal or. Like, oh, that wide open in the 80th minute. Oh my God. That was right in front of us. And it was just like, we all were just convinced that it was going to happen. And then it was just like, what was that? I mean, and that would ice the game. Yeah. So then we have 10 more minutes of just incredibly stressful football. So I mean, that to me, that's far and away the sad thing. That and also just our inability to just kind of salt this one, like go down into the corner, hold on to the ball. Like we just, we didn't seem to have that. Like it was like, no, we're just going to give it back to them and defend. So yeah. There was, I think just sort of our ability to kind of close this one out. Because essentially nothing changed from the end of the first half to the end of the second half, certainly in terms of score. And like the strategy sort of ticked a little bit differently as the second half progressed. But we just didn't look like we understood like the timeline and just making that thing, you know, done. Lock it up.
Well, thanks for calling, that's Luke. It's always great to have you. Drive safe. Darren. What, you know, I think you have a sense of what we've talked about so far. Wasn't the prettiest game.
I was watching.
Any happy feet or sad feet that we haven't covered?
I'm trying to think of what we haven't covered. I was watching the live stream as I was trying to get my computer to work. I'm a huge fan of the show, actually.
Oh, good.
So,
thank you so much. Make sure you subscribe.
I think first time, long time.
Thumbs up.
You guys are great.
Subscribe.
I would say I got two happy feet to throw out there that I think haven't been said. And I might have misread this, so correct me if I'm wrong, but I really feel like the difference, what got us the victory on this one was, like, from what I saw, it seemed like we had way more aggressive defense than we normally do. It felt like they were much more active and less reactive than they normally are. It felt like they were putting a lot more effort in than they normally do. And it certainly wasn't the offense. So
we definitely were on their hips a lot more. I feel like Vince can speak to that a little bit.
Yeah, there was a plan. Like we've been saying, like the guys that I can't remember who it was earlier, the comment earlier, but like the guys we needed to defend, they defended. And that was not just in the midfield. Like the midfield three were very much conscious of where Brugman and Pooj were at all times, and being able to have at least one of them get close to one of their midfielders is important. And then, yeah, I think Darren, what you might be alluding to is the back line was very active. Like they did not want Painsil and Peck to get the ball and get like four or five touches before someone engaged them. They were either ready to be there and either win the ball or just ready to be right, like as Travis said, right on their hip the moment the ball arrived to them. And honestly, even Murillo and Long were very active in jumping out. And I think that's why you saw Ilya then drop back in, because he was understanding, look, my center backs are going to be active and they're going to be sliding over. So I need to then fill in the gap so we continue to have a line of four. And so, yeah, it was I would just say this. That's not something that just happens in a game. Like that's something that's definitely talked about during the week and definitely worked on. So they stuck to the play there, and it was definitely a conscious decision.
Yeah, it's one of those things, if it doesn't work, we get yelled at that we're not playing hard. You know, it feels like we're not doing the right stuff. But because it worked, we get to say, hey, look, we were able to hold their three best players to looking like they were barely on the field, which honestly, outside of that one situation, I didn't think about their best players for most of the game.
Yeah, I mean, even on that goal that they scored, we had what would have been like, if that last one didn't happen to go in, we would have been like, holy shit, that was an incredible defensive stand. Like they stuck with it, and the defense made some amazing saves before the goal sailed through the keeper, but they were playing well. Even it just felt like they gave a little bit more, as of course you would expect in El Tráfico, but also just at this stage in the season is exactly what we were looking for. I think it's a great sign that we can win not at our – this is the first time we've won so far this season not at our best. We played perfect LAFC soccer the only two.
I like that you just stopped yourself from saying football. You were like, I'm not the type of
person. I don't
know.
Why did I do that?
Football. I said soccer.
I feel like I haven't heard football. I think it's be phony coming from me.
It's our word. We can say that.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Connor asks a question that, you know, Vince and I have talked about this a little bit, but Darren, from your perspective in the stadium, give us what the vibe was like after Timothy Tillman scored with his penis, one of the more beautiful penis goals I've seen in my career as a sports journalist. Of all the penis goals you've seen, was that maybe one of the strongest, biggest, longest penis goals you've seen?
I'm trying to think of all the penis goals I've seen.
It's a
been
lot.
So many penis goals. There's a lot of penis goals. This was definitely a huge penis goal. I mean, it was direct right at the goal, a particularly girthy penis goal, I think. Mm-hmm. It was exactly what you're hoping for in a moment like that.
Yeah. Really powerful.
Yeah, he did exactly what he needed to do.
Rock hard challenge on
right
the ball.
Into the goal.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, if we're being honest, that's a when he's right there and the ball, his balls are right there, like the goal is big. That's a big goal.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And as we saw with Belonga later, sometimes your feet aren't even as good as your penis to score with.
That's true. Yeah. Look, you got to use everything you got, right?
I'm just glad he's on my my little score, our little score team. I've got Timmy. That was my first pick, I think.
Aaron Long almost scored, and I was like, fuck, I took him off my team. I should have picked Giroud instead of Griezmann, but it is what it is. Best penis goal I've ever seen, according to Ruiz in the comments. I think it's up there. It's top three. Maybe MLS will do one of those like compilation videos.
Yeah, the only other one I can remember is Pulisic in the World Cup.
Oh yeah, that was another strong
goal. where he almost literally also lost a testicle to go with it.
Yeah, the Brazilians play ticky tack. U.S. men's national team plays penis soccer. look, Darren,
a real American goal from Tillman.
Yeah, real hard, rock hard American cock from Timothy Tillman. Any sad feet, Darren? Before we bring Joey AF on.
Yeah, you mentioned earlier in the show I was watching, you said that Galaxy is going to complain about the refs, but I thought the refs were awful to us at least as much. I guess I wasn't paying attention to how much they caught bad breaks from the ref, but I thought the ref was making terrible calls.
They were worse to us overall. I think they were worse for us overall, but the PK call was talked about a ton on the broadcast as a bad PK call. So that's going to be the narrative coming out of it, is that it would have been a tie game if it wasn't for the PK getting called.
Right. But I mean, what, you're disagreeing with the replay at that point? You're just
the commentators were disagreeing with his replay decision. Yeah.
You know how Taylor gets when he's got an opinion, he's going to hammer it. And then even after the penalty's put in, he's going to remind you, hey, I didn't think that was a penalty. And look, I guess that makes for good talk all throughout the week. We'll be able to debate it back and forth. But like, look, the guy went down, the guy left his feet. I think Bwanga made a meal of it. I think he still might have gone down. Like, if Bwanga just goes down, then we're not even talking about this. The guy leaves his feet, Bwanga just goes down. He had no business leaving his feet there. But yeah, on the broadcast, they just over and over and over. And then even misdescribed the way the VAR like kind of recommends it to the referee, which we've already gone over. And so they're just doing no favors to the referee here. And look, he made the call, then looked at it and said, look, that's still my call. That's his job.
Yeah. Well, let's bring on.
I mean,
he's been waiting
I think
for
if anything. Sorry, go ahead.
Sorry, Darren. I think we're on a bit of a delay, so I keep talking over you. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
Let's bring on Joey AF. He's been waiting for a bit. Joey, welcome to the show. Thanks for being here at Denny's.
Denny's, yeah.
Yeah, Denny's. What does it say underneath?
Goals 24/7?
Yeah, not the case. Not the case this week.
You should
Joey
actually
AF.
Just block out the goals part because it's always open, never closes in this game. It seemed like.
Joey AF, any happy feet or sad feet? What's your happy foot from the game? Thanks for coughing directly into the microphone.
Yay, mission accomplished. One half of Drover's shot confused me for LAX Andy, which might be my happy foot for the entire season. I got confused for another friend of the foot.
Oh, well, you got to start your own Patreon. Make a little money off this, you know?
Yeah, actually.
We had a nice little impromptu friend of the foot meetup.
So that I'll be Joey Tubar.
Yeah. So, any happy feet or sad feet from the game?
From the game? Oh, that's novel.
What about sad feet? What was your least?
What were you here for?
Yeah, what are you calling in? What are you talking about, Denny's?
I just needed to hear it live. And cough you're just hanging microphone. Out.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, thanks for being here to cough into the microphone. It's always good to talk to you, Joey. Anything you want to let your loyal fans know?
Danny and I did not take our nips out because we didn't reach that threshold. So that's a sad foot for many people, I think.
I think maybe next week's the time we'll get to see your nips again. Thanks for calling in, Joey. Good to see you.
Strong discipline, just like LAFC from those guys. I mean, you can't just be rules throwing nips out. Like, you're looking for trouble when you do stuff like that. So
Lawman Trashcan says, two of my teachers are Galaxy fans. I can't wait to go to school again. Lawman Trashcan, when I saw you at the Rose Bowl, had no idea of your age. I think I offered you a beer. Good to know I shouldn't have done that. It's something I'll keep in mind moving forward when I see you.
Travis, I'm pretty sure he's talking about he's in grad school. So,
grad school, yes, he goes to grad school at NYU. Yeah.
But how many children have you offered beers to that are underage? Would you guess? Are you the guy that hangs out at the liquor store? Were you the guy that we tried to get in high school to be like, hey man, come on, man?
Bro. It's funny that in my high school, I was always from Hey Mister. Yeah, I'm the undercover police officer. Darren is the pro cop one, but I'm secretly a cop on the side. Please remember to like and subscribe while you're here. No nips, no like by Izzy Lopez in the comments.
That's not our fault, Izzy. Come on. Blame Belonga.
How are we feeling about the team in the season after that game? We got the fucking job done. We did what we needed to do. We played a strong game despite it not being the prettiest. How are we feeling overall about the team? Are we more confident coming out of this, or does it feel like it's El Tráfico? It doesn't really mean anything over the course of the season. We're going to Portland next week.
I'm just excited about team unity because we watched a Colorado game where it seemed like there was two different teams on the field at times where like they didn't all seem to be on the same page. And at the very least, like, I don't think you can walk away from this being like, hey, next week we're going to put it all together and play some pretty soccer. But at the very least, those guys all leaned on each other. They knew the assignment. The coaching staff really coached them up. So it's a moment where if you're a team, you look at the coaching staff, say, hey, what you told us to do worked. We're going to trust in you. And that's going to be good, you know, for the whole rest of the season, you would hope. And then also they can look at each other and go, hey, there was times when you had to make a play for me or I had to step up for you. Now I know that you've got my back. Those little things matter. They're not always something that you can like put your finger on. But, you know, in the ways that the Galaxy can play so pretty with the ball, like these are things that you need to have and cohesiveness that you need to have to be a good team. So I think it's a really big step forward. And I guess the flip side of it is if they lose that game, you're just terrified that like you may never get those guys back. Like even this early in the season, you're just worried that, you know, everyone's like, well, fuck this. I'm going to do what I want to do. This guy doesn't know what he's talking about. Like, it doesn't matter what we do. I'm just going to get mine. And so that's probably the biggest thing for me.
Yeah, Darren, in the stadium, how did you feel watching the team? Did you have any more confidence than when we're talking about the team normally this year?
Yeah, I mean, the vibe was great in the stadium. In the 90th minute, we had cheers going the whole stadium, not just the 3-2-5-2. I agree with everything Vince just said. I think the team like it was in a sense like a brick wall. They did not let the Galaxy be the Galaxy. Like, that was the worst I've seen the Galaxy play this season. Like, we weren't at our best, but we kind of intimidated them to victory in a way. I mean, the first 10 minutes of the game, first of all, I'll throw in another happy foot in the middle of this comment, which is that the TIFO was incredible.
Oh, yeah, that ruled.
It's very cool.
And the reason why I'm throwing it in the middle of this comment is that, honestly, it contributed. Like, between that and the vibe in the stadium and, like, playing so aggressive from the first minute and that early goal, we set ourselves up to, like, hold the fort down. And that's what they did as a team. And they pulled it out. They didn't, like – it's not the 5-0 LAFC team that we saw a couple games ago. It was, like, in some ways a better – like, I'm happier to see that this is a way that they can win. So, they showed some toughness today that they didn't have to show on their other victories.
And there's a comment here from Lindsay saying this was the least chaotic derby game. And I think I felt that too, which was obviously the game plan, which and especially at halftime, I don't think any of us would have said there'd be no goals in the second half. It seemed like we were going to have a 6-goal game. So the fact that we were able to lock it down, not let them get it in their gameplay. And I kept thinking back, I forget who it was was it the Rapids that were up 2-0 on the Galaxy earlier this season, and the Galaxy came back and tied the game, maybe even won the game. I don't remember, but they were down 2-0. SKC was up 2-0. Right. I remember Convincio losing his fucking mind. But yeah, so this is a team that has scored from behind and gotten points from behind this season, and we were able to stop them from doing it in arguably the game they wanted to win most. I think that early goal off Tillman's penis shaft was a huge thing to set the tone for the rest of the game, because it allowed us to play more dirty and, you know, muck up their game.
More dirty,
and they had
that?
To play. Well, there's nothing dirty about a beautiful penis shaft. It's an elegant, lovely thing.
Right,
yeah,
right.
It didn't. There was a lot of
Saturday night, baby.
There was a lot of pressure there for us to win, but I did feel relief when we won. But I think because the team has struggled so much this season, I don't feel the same. Like, we also play the Galaxy a lot now. It doesn't feel as novel as it used to. So, like,
that's true.
Playing them this often, we've beaten them in their place. They've beaten us at home. All those like weird curses that we had to get off our back aren't there anymore. So these games feel slightly less special. I think we're all saying, like, can we win at the Rose Bowl? We hated that game last year. What's that going to look like? And the Galaxy are definitely going to want to win that game now. I don't want to go to the Rose Bowl. I don't want to do it. Freddie Dominguez says, you say penis shot, I say it was a header. Beautiful, beautiful
that,
comment.
That comment is the comment night. Of the night, easily. Freddie, you win.
Tim Morgan, sad foot, the constant dick jokes. Sorry for letting you down, Tim. I don't
what
know
did you
what
sign
you expected
up for?
Out yeah. of us. Start your own podcast if you don't want us to talk about the dick and balls.
The reason we put Travis right in the middle front center. This
Wait,
is his
I've
job.
Got a, I've got a real comment. This is a real comment here from Connor, our good friend Connor here. Bogush's inconsistent corner-taking ability needs to be studied. That's a great point. I think, isn't it usually Atuesta taking the corners? And we were kind of not feeling it from him. And then Bogush.
We lost Vela and Acosta.
Atuesta
Sorry.
Takes it from one
yeah,
side.
Yeah.
Bogush takes it from
but
the other.
But Atuesta didn't
is
take
that how it's been
it
all season?
At all this okay. year. Or at all this game. Atuesta
this
didn't
season,
take any PKs this or this corner system.
I just... You said
I don't
this
think there was
season
any
and I corrected you and said this.
I don't.
You said this year and I corrected you and said this season.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I mean, that's interesting. Usually he does take the in-swinging corners. You're right. I don't know. It seemed like it was part of the game plan. I mean, I will say that on that first goal, like, that was definitely part of the game plan. We have three guys running to the same area near post. They definitely saw something in tape where they were like, if we can get guys to the near post, they're not going to protect it very well. Flick it on. Usually if a team, offensive team has two consecutive touches in the box, it's going to end up in the back of your net. So like they definitely dialed that one in.
Yeah. And we saw in the second half, Bogush was trying to go over to get Bwanga on the volley, which he was able to successfully do once. Bwanga just didn't strike it cleanly enough, but it seemed like they changed tactics between halves of what their set pieces would look like because the Galaxy aren't very good at defending them.
Yep. The worst set piece defensive team in the league.
Yeah,
we should say a really great.
I wonder how many times they fucking said that on the podcast. I mean, on the broadcast, they repeated themselves so many fucking times. Sorry, Darren. I think you're on a slight delay, so sometimes we're talking.
I'm
when
sorry.
You start talking,
yeah,
let me know, it's, overlap.
No. I don't know what it is, but yeah, I think it was a great coaching victory. Honestly, I think we found very small windows where we knew we could beat them and executed really well. And you could see, I mean, Greg Vanney was like right in front of our section, and he was just
hate that man
so frustrated all game, and I cannot stand him. Like, even if he wasn't the coach of the Galaxy, even if he was the coach of some other team, he would be by far my least favorite coach in the league. I just cannot stand the guy.
He just looks
and
like
he was
the
just,
guy. Like
he couldn't.
He looks like your mom's new husband after your parents get a divorce.
Yes,
like he's just
absolutely
like 100%. A piece of shit.
Oh my God,
he's
yes.
gonna like be like, "Hey, kiddo, what's how's it hanging?" He's going to let, and then like, you're going to find out years later, he hits your mom. That's not a real thing that I know. We're not going to defame Greg Vanney. I'm joking. I'm saying a step.
We're talking about the character, the archetype.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, he's just describing the archetype.
Not a real person.
Yes.
But he's just like, he's
this
got
real
stepdad energy, you know?
Yeah. He could not keep it together. I feel like that was really the victory was like when he got the yellow is because he was so frustrated and he couldn't keep it together, and he knew the game was falling apart. And then Dolo got a yellow, and it was like he was making a shrewd move to stand up for his player, and it felt like a good thing when he got a yellow. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it felt like a good thing when both coaches got a yellow to us. It just felt like Vinny was just purely outcoached. And we won in the little areas where we knew we could win, as opposed to like pounding it through, as opposed to the front working. If I should segue this into a sad foot that we've all been dancing around, I kind of feel like I really need Bouanga and Oliveira to just like go on an all night bender together and just become best friends.
Falls.
I think that would help.
We need trust falls.
Yeah. We should go in and this is the second time we're mentioning. We really need to go in here and do an improv.
We have to do workshop. Okay, we got to do a ropes course with Bogush Vela and Kike Oliveira, where they can like say like my name is Dastardly Denis, and I'm bringing to the picnic.
Yes. Oh God, that would be terrible.
Vibing. And I think it's worth if we can get him up to pace. I think it's worth seeing what it looks like with Kai Kamara starting the game. I wonder if he can play a full game. I know how old he is, but especially if we're going to try to transition to Giroud in the middle of the season. Yeah, he's around 63. But if we're going to transition to Giroud, we got to start getting used to playing with a striker. And as Tom Ombeguer said on this podcast, Dolo seems allergic to playing with a true striker.
Yeah. But, you know, cut to a montage of Bouanga and Oliveira doing Mai Tais, drinking Mai Tais and, you know, dropping shots into beers. You know, closing the bars down.
Generally not something you
never know what's going to come of that.
Your players to do, but yeah.
On and off
I want to say, one other comment.
80 soccer in the UK? Come on.
I want them to go to Vegas. They can miss one. Honestly, I'm okay with them missing one game for this. I think it's for the betterment of the long term for the team, for them to go to Vegas, go on a bender, just hit rock bottom, and then build up together from there,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm. Honestly, they needed the rock bottom of losing today. We should have lost. We should have sent them to Vegas to stay at like a shitty hotel. They should have stayed at like the Tropicana after its closing. But I just quickly want Eric P. did leave his second comment. It's the only thing other thing he said this whole time. Something we all agree on. Vanny sucks. So Eric P., thanks so much for your comments and your support. I know you're a $10 a month Patreon subscriber. So thank you for being here and leaving those two wonderful comments. It just was one of those days where I think both Galaxy fans and LAFC fans leave that game going like, well, that was nothing. Like, I'm happy we won, but like that means nothing for our season. It means nothing for their season. Next week will mean much more. If we can carry this over and that cohesion and trust in Chirundolo and, you know, say, okay, I fucked up sometimes. We still got the one, still got the win. Oh, I can miss the open net and it doesn't mean we're going to lose games. Like, we just need to get the confidence back. We need them to do some trust falls. If we can carry that over to Portland and get a win in Portland against a beatable Portland team, I would be very happy with that. But I'm that next week's game, I think, means more to our team than it does than this week's does. And I think the Galaxy would say the same thing. Although I do think we gave a blueprint of how to shut the Galaxy down. I think we showed that they were beatable if you can muck up their play.
But I think you suggested trust falls too sincerely that time. I just want to flag that for everybody listening in case it comes off like we really think that that's important. But I think you make a great point because I think it really helps the confidence of a team to be like, okay, we don't have to be perfect to win a game. Like, that's the first time they've been able to do that. So that's huge.
Yeah. Anything else we're missing in the comments that you guys want to talk about from that game? I feel like I don't think we talked about the penis goal enough, but I'm sort of waiting for someone else to bring it up. I think. Kimberly brings up that we have another game next week against another backup keeper. We got our Crepeau game, and that's a player I won't be booing.
John McCarthy, how do we feel about the reception for McCarthy tonight?
They didn't show anything on the podcast.
I didn't really notice anything in particular. I didn't really notice anything in particular in the stadium as far as like love or hate for McCarthy goes. I did notice one thing. I don't know if this was on the broadcast or not, but after Bouanga sailed that ball over the open net, he was really down on himself and he was running back and McCarthy kind of like banged on the back of his neck and like said something to him. And to me, it felt like it was like equal chance that could have been him being very encouraging to an old friend. And also just fully trash talking. And I could not tell what it was. But he said something to him.
I don't know. McCarthy doesn't seem like the kind of guy who would be openly cruel. I could see him being an asshole if you were an asshole to him, but I don't see him being an openly cruel dude.
I think if he was trash talking in that moment, it wouldn't have been taken as like serious. But I wonder what he said. That's all.
Tiny Donuts brings up the thing we haven't talked about, which is that Gareth Bale's fucking yoked. Gareth Bale was massive. He's training to be an MMA fighter. Like, what? You should be playing.
There's something about like ex great player. Like, it's not just him. So, guys, go look up what Fernando Torres looks like now. He's even bigger. Like, he's huge. Mesut Ozil. Like, these guys are now deciding like they're just going to become powerlifters. And it almost looks gross. Like, Gareth looks okay, but look up Fernando Torres and Mesut Ozil. It's just wrong. Like, you can't go from being like the type of body shape that you are to being like a power lifter. I just don't like it.
Well, what it is it's like there's they're not running. Why would you run if you don't have to play soccer? But they still are athletes and they want to work out. So they're going to the gym. I wouldn't doubt that they're, you know, sucking down some supplements at best.
All the
peptides.
Stuff they couldn't take before.
Yeah, exactly. So like suddenly there's the peptides going in and they're looking yoked because he lives half the time in LA, I think. So of course you're going to want to have that beach bod if you're Gareth Bale.
But isn't that can't be good for golf.
If you have a big, thick ass, that's good for golf because you can use the ass as power. But his arms were what was really big.
Yeah, but the thick chest, the chest and shoulders, I think, are just not good for the swing.
I think it's a
good point. Honestly, like if Kai Kamara can be on our team and playing minutes, where's Bale?
I don't know. He's if you remember.
Here? I mean, come on.
If Gareth Bale didn't score that MLS Cup game winner, we would have talked about him as one of the worst signings in team history. Just like a absent player who couldn't hit the back of the net, but because he scored the most important goal in team history, will forever be a hero of us, but was not a good signing before that moment. But you paid him that entire salary for that moment. Someone pointed out in the comments that Giroud scored today. So I feel like it's good to remember that he is at that level at a top team in one of the top leagues, you know, like we're about to get probably the best pure goal scorer in the league, even maybe better than Suarez, certainly healthier than Suarez.
Absolutely. Better than Suarez for sure.
I don't know how Suarez is doing what he's doing. And more likable. That's insane.
David Day says McCarthy was applauded as he left. So that's a good thing to wouldn't have happened if we lost, but since we won, we got the applause.
Yeah. I was going to say after the win, of course you applaud him.
Yeah.
Got nothing but respect for that guy now.
Always classy after you get the win.
Yeah, exactly. Enjoy playing for the little brother team down there in Stinky City, which again, shout out to whoever it is that runs the big board or makes the content over there for using our Stinky City question. I believe it's probably Nick, but I don't remember who's in charge of that. Vince, do you know who's in charge of that stuff?
I don't think Nick would be in charge of it. I think that's somebody that's working in game ops in the stadium. So that's probably Brooklyn who kind of runs the show there. She does an amazing job. If it's not her, it's somebody that she has empowered to do something like that. But
well, I just want to say thank you again for reminding everyone the op file that we dug up from a few years ago that Carson was nicknamed Stinky City by the residents of Carson. This isn't something that we call the Galaxy's home city. It's what the people who live in the city call the place that they live, Stinky City. All right, let's get out of here. Let's have a night, huh? It's only 8. Any final comments you want to say before I wrap it up, my friends?
I want to give a quick shout out to, right, it happened a lot in front of our section. Atuesta did a lot to help with the mucking up the game, as you said earlier. He was shoving guys the whole game and just like, the ref hated him. He was testing him all game and he played a really scrappy game today. So I just want to throw that out there.
Love Vince, it. Anything you want to add?
No, I think we talked enough, and I think the longer we go, the greater the chance you're going to make another reference to a certain goal. So I just want to...
What? Bouanga's PK? That definitely was a penalty? Yeah.
Yeah.
That is his rock-hard shot off that PK.
You're running out of superlatives and adjectives.
Yeah, I've said as much as I know. Chanot, shout out to Chanot's debut versus the Galaxy. He looked good, but we didn't have much to see to test him. We'll see if he gets mad if he lacks playing time. Mikey A still wants Vince feet picks. Vince, if you're around, to take some feet shots for him.
Let me do some moisturizing first.
Portland, Maxime Crepeau next week if anyone's going. Let us know. We're not going, but I know there's people traveling. Look, thanks so much for hanging out. We got a bunch of people watching. We fucking won El Tráfico. I think we're a game away from it being a level series against them, or at least very close to this being an even series. So these games are always fun. No, that's not true. These games are never fun. They are never fun. They're always hard to watch. They're always stressful. I'm always relieved when it's over, and the relief is even stronger when we win. Thanks so much for being here. We love you. Please remember to like and subscribe wherever you're watching. See you later. We love you. Bye.
I love you. Bye.
I forgot to press end stream. End stream.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.